One of the greater controversies among politics is the subject of abortion. There are two sides to the argument, pro-choice and pro-life. Personally, I am pro-choice. I have a family member who got an abortion when she was younger, and after almost 20 years, her parents still have no idea. Her parents are great people, but would not have approved of an abortion. She went to a clinic and secretly got the procedure done. She never told them about the baby because she wasn't sure if they would allow her to get an abortion. She decided to make her choice. If she didn't make this decision, the course of her life and mine would be completely different. She would have had the baby and maybe never moved to America, and since my mother was traveling with her, I may have not been born. The point is, she made a life-changing decision, but the fact that she had an option is what I'm sure she is most grateful for. The candidates for the upcoming U.S. election are Biden-Harris and Trump-Pence. I'm going to talk about the vice presidential candidate for the Republican Party, Mike Pence. Pence describes himself as a conservative Christian. It is in the Christian belief that abortion is a sin. I think that pro-life is wrong because I firmly believe that a woman should have the ability to make her own decisions about her body. Per se the slogan, my body, my choice. In the earliest vice presidential debate between Harris and Pence, Pence clearly stated, I'm pro-life. I don't apologize for it. I think that pro-life people can have that belief, but at one point they need to realize that they are making decisions and forcing beliefs on people when they are in their position. Some people can argue with that statement and say they once got an abortion and it psychologically affected them, and they want to prevent someone through going through the same thing. To debunk that, think about the people who stand outside those abortion clinics 24/7 with signs screaming at the women who have to make a life-altering decision. They're the ones who play a considerable part in traumatizing the women. When voting, think of others who are getting affected. Put yourself in their situations no matter if you are in them. Keep in mind what each candidate's views are and what they're going to do with them. Thank you for listening.
The Pawprint, this is Ariel Brooke.